Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Krista, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other co-hosts, Wendy and Shermin. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Krista. This is Wendy. Glad to be here with you today.
And this is Shermin. Hello, ladies, and a warm welcome to our listeners out there. We are today thrilled to have Jamie Lerner join us as a guest on our show today. Jamie is the co-author of the book, The Ever-Loving Essence of You, which is a book about joyous living based on the premise that you cannot love or be loved by anyone else unless you first love yourself. Jamie also has a private psychotherapy practice. She works with individuals, children, adults, and couples, as well as with small groups and in corporate settings. She received her master's degree in social work from Loyola University, and she currently resides in Chicago.
Jamie offers an integrative approach to well-being. She is passionate about the endless everyday opportunities that we have to create and sustain an ongoing, long-term, connected relationship with ourselves. She speaks to the power of consciously creating a harmonious connection between our thoughts and our feeling to create balance, as we are then able to shift into alignment one subject at a time. Jamie believes that the story that we are incessantly telling is directly related and reflected in the life that we are living, and if you change your story, you will change your life.
Jamie has traveled the world exploring all types of spiritual healing modalities. She believes that everyone is allowed to choose what is best for themselves. And when we tend to do what's best for our own selves and have clarity for ourselves, we care not what others have chosen for themselves. The title of our show today is Everyday Endless Opportunities. So welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Jamie. We are so thrilled to have you on our show today.
Thank you so much.
Great. So let's jump right in. We have a lot of questions for you today. I believe, Shermin, you have the first question.
Yes. I love that title, Endless Opportunities. So, Jamie, before we get deeper into that, can you tell us just a little bit about yourself and how you arrived at your current profession?
I can. You know, I was born with a knowing, which I believe we all are born with this knowing and connection to and with ourselves. And just the everyday opportunities of life, we tend to kind of forget about that connection with ourselves. So the voice within me has always been very clear and very strong. And through all the wonderful contrast that I've experienced throughout my life, I have come to believe that we really can create anything for ourselves with our thoughts and our feelings when they're in alignment with one another. I started out having a psychotherapy practice and then realized that how could we ask people to move forward when we were always asking them to look back And from there, I dissolved my practice, studied, traveled, and came up with this integrative approach to well-being, which really helps people help themselves by making just a very gentle shift from where they are to where they want to be. So
awesome.
That's, and I'm passionate about self-love.
Self-love. Awesome. Yeah, really like that. Wendy.
Hi. I just wanted to know if you could just explain a little bit more what that means, connection with oneself. Is that just being just aligned with what you're doing and what your passions are? If you could explain a little bit more on that.
Can you imagine the freedom of not being dependent on what other people feel about you to feel good about yourself?
Mm-hmm.
That's real, true self-love. So we're always being asked to look outside of ourselves for the response of others in order to determine how we feel about ourselves. And that's quite an unnatural process, if you think about it, because when we were born with a sense of unconditional love and a connection with who we were. So if we could get back to the connection that we have with ourselves by looking inward and asking ourselves how we are feeling about ourselves without looking outward. So how can we regain that connection, that inner knowing, that inner loving feeling that really we were born with?
So you're saying that at the outer world, if somebody, not to be worried about what other people think about. I know so many people that are always worried about what other people are thinking about them. Is that when you're trying to be connected with yourself, it's what you truly believe, who you are in yourself, and it doesn't matter what other people think. Is that right?
That's right. But the interesting thing is that what we think other people are thinking about us, we are actually thinking that about ourselves. So if we're disconnected from ourselves and feeling self-conscious and thinking that other people are looking at us and criticizing us, maybe they're thinking that we're not smart or that we're not thin enough or we're not beautiful enough, that's actually how we're feeling about ourselves. So
interesting. Mm-hmm.
And then to begin to get a little bit curious about that and recreate a different relationship with who we are and how we feel about ourselves. I think
that's
where it all begins.
Right, and then you'll just, the way that you carry yourself and behave will be, if you believe in yourself, then other people are going to look at you the same way that you look. That's great. I had never even thought of that concept. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Krista, you have the next question.
Yeah. So, Jamie, could you just elaborate a little bit more about how important it is that we connect with ourselves and we love ourselves?
Well, I believe that the most important relationship that we will ever have is a relationship that we have with ourselves. And that becomes the foundation for every other relationship that we go on to create. So we're usually wanting to create these relationships with other people. And in fact, how we're feeling about ourselves is the direct reflection of the other kinds of relationships we're having with other people. So it's really never about the other people. It's always about where are we at with ourselves. And if we're feeling good about ourselves, then we tend to attract people who feel good about themselves. And those are the kind of co-creative relationships that really are sustaining, are long-lasting, are real. So we tend to be looking for love in all the wrong places, which is outside of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is very... I guess this goes back to the power of attraction, right? If we feel good about ourselves and we love ourselves, we attract others into our life
who feel the same way about themselves.
This is absolutely universal truth. Yes, this is one
right.
of the laws of the universe.
Right.
So, you know, and I think we sometimes just need permission to love ourselves. We need permission to honor ourselves. We need permission to put ourselves first, just even in the sense of taking the first few minutes of the day and sitting with ourselves. And a lot of people, I think women especially, we believe that by putting others before us, that's, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. The problem with that is that we end up resenting those very people that we are actually caring for because we haven't cared for ourselves first. And the best example is when you get on the airplane, they ask you, please put your own oxygen mask on first and then assist others. And it's so true. You know, when we care for ourselves, nurture ourselves, nourish ourselves, we're so available to then extend ourselves unconditionally to all of those around us.
Yeah, that's a beautiful example. I love that about the air mask on the airplane. But it's sort of a cultural thing. We kind of sort of indoctrinated from childhood on that thinking of yourself first means being selfish. So it's difficult sometimes for people to put themselves first.
Well, when you begin to understand that it's not working, it doesn't really work, then you're more open to reevaluate and to think that, you know, maybe if you could make just little shifts here and there to include yourself, then you really do feel much better about assisting other people.
Right.
It feels
right.
better. It all feels better. It feels good when we care for ourselves, and it feels good to care for others from a place
right.
of being filled up.
Right. That's beautiful. I like that. Jermaine, I think you have the same next question.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, what you were asking, Krista, because as women, we seem to naturally gravitate towards caring for others and not really seemingly knowing how to care for ourselves. And even if we understand that the self-love is so important and connection to self is so important, it seems like it's hard to do often for women. Do you have any other tips or strategies as to how to really obtain that, how to get to that place? To start to do that self-love and that self-connection and how to maintain it even more so.
I think that if we could begin to isolate some of the self-talk, even the tone, like how do we speak to ourselves in our mind, and to soften that tone, because really nobody would speak to us the way we speak to ourselves at times. We're so hard on ourselves. So to begin to just kind of get curious about that and soften the tone and to be gentler with ourselves. And as we do that, it's interesting. We tend to be much gentler with others. It's really a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's
a beginning.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like it's about awareness a lot, being conscious, rather than just, you know, automatic pilot behavior that we often have in these busy lives.
If this is true, yes, I think so. It's not to be reactive with ourselves. It's about having the long view, and it's about being lovingly curious about ourselves. So it's not we should be self-aware so that we can be critical of ourselves or be harder on ourselves. It's so that we can be gentler, we can be more loving. And if we need to understand it as the way to be more loving with others, then so be it. Some people cannot buy into the fact that they would do this for themselves. But to do it for another, okay, it still is a win-win for all, really.
A way in to kind of get on into that habit of doing that more so as you're doing it for others to do it for yourself. I like the lovingly curious. That's a great way to put that.
And the other thing is to laugh at yourself a lot, because I'm laughing all day long as I'm consciously becoming more aware moment by moment is whatever that internal dialogue that I'm having, the mind chatter, I'm really laughing at myself quite a bit, because you begin to understand that sometimes the things that you're saying to yourself have really nothing to do with you. They were things that maybe you heard others say when you were younger, or family of origin, or who knows where it comes from. But when you isolate it and then you compare it to where you are and you're now, it's very, very funny. You know, it's almost ridiculous. So that's another way, I think, to kind of take a breath and to understand that, you know, this is just a moment that's a little bit silly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, very, very true. Wendy, your turn.
So would you say that's one way to be able to change your thoughts and feelings around this, to just start laughing at yourself and it sort of automatically makes you think differently? Or what are
I
some
think
of the...
it is.
Yeah?
I think laughing is fantastic. Because, you know, none of this is a big deal. We make so much out of nothing most of the time. So sometimes it's really good to sidestep the emotional content and just look at the logistics of something that's going on. Laughing is a great way. It really is a great way to reconnect yourself back up with yourself.
Okay.
And it feels good to laugh.
Yeah, right. I'm just thinking of my husband. He worries all the time about anything. And it usually 95% of the time, whatever he was worried about, it didn't happen. So I'm just wondering how I could help him, like, change his whole way of feeling and thinking about things that could happen, but that are bad, but they don't. just helping him make him laugh a lot or something. I'm not sure.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes I ask people to take whatever they're worrying about to the worst possible scenario. Take it all the way to the end. So if you're worrying about being late, then ask yourself, okay, I am going to be late. And so what's going to happen? Take it to the very end, whatever that outcome is going to be. Because as soon as you do that, you know, you really remove the concern. It's the anticipatory anxiety between the worry and the outcome. But just take yourself to the outcome, and then the whole thing is dissipated. Does that make sense?
It does. Well, in his case, like last night we were driving down on the freeway, and there were some, two or three police cars with their lights swirling around, stopped like two or three cars in front of them. And so he said that he always worries when he drives by something like that, thinking that there's going to be some big shootout, and he would get hit by a stray bullet or something. So then
have him take it to the end, and then you get hit by a stray bullet, and what would happen? Because he needs to get to the next thought and the next thought, and then there's nothing more to worry about. So
it's
the space between the concern and the outcome. It's that space that creates anxiety for people. So you close the gap immediately, and you've taken the worry away. It's an interesting process. If you can get someone to engage in it.
Okay, I'll try that on him, because it's been years. That would be great if I could change his whole way of thinking around those kinds of things.
It certainly would free him up to think about other things, that's for sure.
That's for sure. All right, Krista, you have the next question.
Yeah, so Jamie, so in a way what you're saying is that in order to change our feelings, we have to change our thoughts, right?
I do believe that when there's only two things that we're in control of. We're in control of our thoughts, and we're in control of how we're feeling about our thoughts. And then we don't have any more control over anything else if you think about it. So nobody can think for us and nobody can feel for us. So it's really up to us to take personal responsibility and to choose the thoughts that we're going to think about and to choose how we're going to feel about those thoughts.
So the feeling follows the thought. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So if you're going to think about something, then you get to choose how you want to feel about it.
Right. Right.
Those are two choices. And sometimes something awful can happen, and you can make a choice to think something very positive about something awful that has happened. And that process is called reframing. So how can you take a thought that really is quite disturbing, and how can you reframe it into something that allows you to feel good about it or neutral about it? Because those are choices that we can make. Nobody can do that for us.
Right.
We have to do it for ourselves. But it's nice to know that we have all these choices about how we're choosing to think about something and how we're choosing to feel about whatever we're thinking about.
So if we shift our thoughts, but we're really not yet ready to feel that way, do you think that we're being dishonest?
No, I think we're just out of alignment. That our thoughts and our feelings are not as one. So we're often out of alignment. I think a lot of the time we're not in alignment with a task at hand. And in fact, something like procrastination. I think procrastination is our friend, even though it's gotten a very bad rap, because sometimes procrastination allows us to take a moment and put our feelings and our thoughts as one. And then we are ready to move forward to the task at hand. So
I love that.
It's really nice. If you're procrastinating, then really honor that and just say, I'm not ready to do this. Because usually when we're doing something that we don't want to do, it doesn't usually have a very good outcome, as opposed to waiting until we get into alignment and then doing it from a place of inspiration. So alignment creates inspiration. And inspiration is a wonderful way to move about our life when we feel inspired.
I love that. That's a whole new way of looking at procrastination as a,
yeah,
as a positive. Instead of the negative,
it's
always made
out
to be.
It is.
I really love that. Shamin, I think you have the next question.
Yes. So you've said a lot of good things, Jamie. If you had to kind of sum it up, what would you say is the key to creating endless opportunities for yourself every day?
I have never heard anybody. I have never heard anybody said, I shouldn't have listened to myself. But I hear people all the time say, I should have listened to myself. So I would like people to trust themselves, because you always know for yourself. Even though you don't know how you know or why you know, intuitively, we do know for ourselves if we would tune in and listen to the internal guidance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good, very good.
Nobody
so,
knows better for you than you. Nobody.
That's right.
So.
That's right. Especially
so
for
Jamie,
you than you. Right,
right,
go ahead,
yeah.
Andy.
So before we run out of time, we were wondering if you could share with us a little bit about your signature programs, how they can get in touch with you, and also how they can get a hold of your book, The Ever-Loving Essence of You, if they're interested.
Okay. The Ever-Loving Essence of You is available on Amazon, and I have a website. It's www.jamie-lerner.com. And there's tons of free stuff on there. And I work with people on the phone and over Skype. And people buy packages of time with me. And then they choose how much time they need for themselves. And then they schedule that time with me. And then I also have a lovely texting option, which allows people to text with me back and forth, which is really a way for people to check back in with themselves, because as soon as they text me a question, they tend to know the answer. But that's just another way that I work with people. That's really nice.
That's
an expensive option.
So immediate, really good. Thanks. Okay,
so
Krista.
Yeah, so Jamie, I'm sorry to say, but we're almost out of time. This has been a really interesting show, and we really enjoyed having you. So we have lots more questions for you. I hope you come back and join us another time.
Thank you for inviting me.
And thank you, our audience, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us, and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Sky's the Limit Radio. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can visit us on our website at www.skyslimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good stuff we have coming up for you, and where you can also get our Sky's the Limit Inspiration Kit. To listen to recordings of past shows you may have missed, go to Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sky's the Limit Radio. You never know, you might discover the one episode that could make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Thanks, Jamie.
Bye, Jamie.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.